Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 18, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Volante Technologies launches Swift message validation service on the cloud. Neonomics announces open banking supplier agreement with Horde. Klarna expands partnership with Mothercare. Mobile wallet transactions will reach 2 Indian rupees TLN in 2019 in India. Walmart, Capital One announce new Walmart reward cards. TD offers security feature for credit cards. eBay offers managed payments in Germany. GoCardless launches US debit solution. Barclaycard finds that SCA has had no initial impact on transactions. Wells Fargo stablecoin pilot targets ex-border corporate transfers. Open banking startup Bud lays off one-fifth of workforce. Autonomous fleet startup TooSimple tops up funding round. WEX opens FI Commercial Payments Services Unit. Focus on payments performance to boost revenue over next 2 years. Rabobank hits instant payments milestone with ACI Worldwide. Tide preps first paid plan. Bluevine hires PayPal vet Brodigan as chief commercial officer. Fintech, API efforts gain ground in Europe. First National Bank and Trust Company signs for Finastra Fusion Phoenix. ACI Worldwide, real-time payments set to be a key driver of innovation in banking industry. Top banks keep ahead of fintech's competitive threat. Payroll moves from administrative task to employee experience. Now let's get started. Volante Technologies launches Swift message validation service on the cloud. Volante Technologies, a global provider of technology and software as a service, has launched financial message validation on the cloud, available as an Amazon Machine Image (AMI) on the Oz Marketplace. Volante's new validation offering is available as a microservice to any users looking to test their Swift Standards Release (Senior) 2019 messages ahead of go-live on November 17, 2019. The validation service provides APIs for validating messages, ready for applications to use. The service enhances the validation process by not just identifying valid, invalid messages, but also returning a list of errors encountered. This information helps reduce the frequency and severity of formatting errors, and minimizes the risk of rejected messages. The cost for the service is based on hourly use rather than by message count or data usage, making it an affordable and scalable service. In order to improve security, users purchase dedicated hosting services in which they deploy the validation service AMI, giving them complete control and transparency. Neonomics announces open banking supplier agreement with Horde. Norway-based open banking API provider Neonomics has entered into a supplier agreement with fintech app Horde. This agreement gives Horde a single access point to Neonomics API network of more than 1,300 banks. The app aims to provide a fuller view of users' finances, including available balance, credit limit and interest rate. Neonomics API integration technology enables third parties to access consumer data and allows merchants to handle payments in a more efficient and affordable way. Neonomics is a fintech company based in Norway. Founded in 2016 as a direct response to the banking industry's rapid transition into open banking, Neonomics provides global banking coverage to banks, financial institutions and third-party providers (TPPs) through one unified API. In March 2019, Neonomics soft launched its first live open banking product in Norway with Easy Bank and IDFY, a deposit solution that lets renters to digitally sign housing contracts and automatically transfer the agreed amount to the landlord. Klarna expands partnership with Mothercare. Klarna and Mothercare have announced an extension to their partnership, which will see Klarna's Pay Later, Pay in 3, and Slice It products available online and in-store across the UK. Following the partnership, Klarna's payment options are available online for MotherCare shoppers for the first time. Now, parents have the option to pay for items later or in installments. The announcement comes as Klarna continues to grow in the UK and globally, with MotherCare joining Klarna's list of partners. The Mother and Baby Specialist is also one of the first to offer the in-store solutions, which launched earlier in 2019. Klarna's payment options are designed to streamline the customer experience and drive customer acquisition for MotherCare and retailers alike, as they focus on future growth and expansion. Earlier in 2019, H&M has announced the launch of a unique payment solution developed in collaboration with Klarna for customers in the UK. For more information about Klarna, please check out a detailed profile of this company in our dedicated, industry-specific online company database. Mobile wallet transactions will reach 2 Indian rupees TLN in 2019 in India. Mobile wallet transactions in India are forecasted to grow from 1.7 trillion Indian rupees, 24.9 billion United States dollars, in 2018 to 2 trillion Indian rupees, 28.7 billion United States dollars, in 2019, according to GlobalData. The 2019 Banking and Payments Survey reveals that India is one of the top markets globally in terms of mobile wallet adoption. The majority of respondents, 83.6%, in the country indicated that they have a mobile wallet and use it, behind China, 87%. Other key findings: Paytm remains the preferred mobile wallet brand, with more than 55% of respondents having this wallet. Google Pay, previously Tez, is in second place with 25.6%. Wallet providers are increasingly offering benefits in the form of discounts and cashback to remain competitive. Government policies to promote electronic payments, rising smartphone penetration, the launch of new mobile wallets, and growing QR code installation among SMEs are driving mobile wallet adoption in India. Walmart, Capital One announce new Walmart reward cards. Walmart and Capital One have teamed up to launch Capital One Walmart Rewards credit card program with two cards offering up to 5% back on Walmart purchases. The program's MasterCard will be accepted everywhere, while the private label Walmart Rewards card will be only for store purchases. The 5% cashback in-store offer, which is an introductory offer for the first 12 months, only applies to store purchases using Walmart Pay, the retailer's mobile payment service. After the introductory offer, the cards will offer 2% back on Walmart store purchases. Walmart.com purchases, including Walmart grocery pickup and delivery, give 5% back. Current Walmart cardholders will be converted to one of the two new cards and can start earning the rewards on the 11th of October with Walmart Pay before the new cards arrive beginning in November, according to the news release. Current cardholders also will be eligible for the 5% in-store Walmart Pay introductory offer through the 14th of October 2020. TD offers security feature for credit cards. TD has launched new card control features on all TD Visa consumer credit cards, giving the TD credit cardholders the ability to temporarily block their Canadian credit cards. The credit card blockage can be done from any in-person international charges through the TD mobile banking app. In addition, TD consumer credit cardholders can take advantage of the card lock feature, allowing them to temporarily block access to their account. As such, when the card is locked, cardholders cannot make new purchases or pay using their digital wallet, while pre-authorized payments and pre-authorized charges will still go through. However, when the card is located, the temporary lock can be easily removed. Card controls are available on all TD Visa consumer credit cards and can be accessed through the TD Canada mobile app. Moreover, TD offers customers a variety of other fraud prevention tools. TD customers can sign up for TD fraud alerts and receive notification via text if TD detects suspicious account activity. To recognize any unusual transactions quickly, customers are offered money management tools, including the TD MySpend app, which provide notifications of account activity in real time. eBay offers managed payments in Germany. eBay has begun managing the end-to-end payments process on its online marketplace platform in Germany. eBay began offering managed payments on its platform in the US in September 2018, and Germany is the second country to introduce the new experience. Moreover, the company will be inviting more sellers to managed payments who use eBay features compatible with the initial experience. Buyers will have more payment options at checkout, including credit card, direct debit, Apple Pay, Google Pay, and PayPal. Eligible purchases made in the new payments experience are covered by buyer protection, regardless of the payment method that is used. Sellers are enabled with a central place to manage their business, including payments information, so that sellers can track and manage all of their transactions and customer interactions on eBay. Furthermore, sellers will no longer be paid from buyers. Instead, payouts will be sent from eBay directly to seller bank accounts. Globally, eBay expects to have transitioned a majority of its marketplace customers to managed payments in 2021. GoCardless launches U.S. debit solution. GoCardless has launched a new solution on its platform supporting debit payments on the ACH Automated Clearinghouse network. The solution is aimed to help businesses worldwide in collecting funds in a market where 60% of B2B payments are still taken by paper checks, according to Goldman Sachs. By using the ACH debit network on the GoCardless platform, merchants can pull payments directly from their customers' bank accounts. In addition, businesses using the GoCardless ACH debit solution will be able to use an automated collection system. This includes a range of information to help them manage and reconcile their payments, including due dates, successful payments, and failed payments, along with the reasons why. According to the press release, in 2018, the fourth consecutive year in which the ACH network added more than 1 billion new transactions, the system saw 23 billion transactions, of which 13.4 billion were debits. It is expected that by 2020, ACH will become the most widely used B2B payment method in the U.S. as changing attitudes continue to sweep the nation. 80% of businesses in the U.S. now prefer to receive their B2B payments via ACH debit, whilst 53% of consumers share the same payment preference for recurring bills, according to Nacha. Barclaycard finds that SCA has had no initial impact on transactions. Barclaycard, the UK's acquirer, has analysed its transaction data from 14 and 15 September to understand the initial impact of strong customer authentication (SCA) on merchants and shoppers. Its findings offer good news. Merchants have not seen an increase in abandoned transactions or declined payments. SCA legislation came into force at the weekend across Europe and aims to tackle growing rates of fraud and cybercrime. It requires that all EEA transactions go through a two-factor authentication process, unless they qualify for an exemption. One consequence of this change is that the authentication process will introduce a degree of friction to the shopper journey, which may result in an increase in card abandonment, and ultimately in lost revenue for retailers. Banks across Europe are expected to ramp up the volume of consumer authentication requests over the coming months. To help merchants prepare for the changes required by SCA, Barclaycard, which sees nearly half of the nation's credit and debit card transactions, has launched Barclaycard Transact, which went live over the weekend. The dynamic fraud protection solution enables businesses to benefit from SCA exemptions. Trusted, low-risk transactions will continue to flow seamlessly, bypassing the two-factor authentication process mandated by SCA. In turn, payment acceptance rates are improved, resulting in fewer declined transactions and ensuring a smooth experience for shoppers. Higher-risk transactions requiring further inspection will still go through two-factor authentication, in accordance with the regulation. Wells Fargo stablecoin pilot targets ex-border corporate transfers. U.S. financial institution Wells Fargo has announced plans to pilot an internal settlement solution that operates on distributed ledger technology, DLT. In a press release on Tuesday, September 17, the bank announced the development of its Wells Fargo Digital Cash, a service designed to allow financial institutions (FIS) to complete cross-border payment book transfers internally across its global network using digitized cash. Those Wells locations can also exchange that digitized cash with one another. The service has already been tested to move digitized cash between the US and Canada, the release noted. Separate reports in CoinDesk explained that the solution is a stablecoin linked to the US dollar. The digitized cash, in the form of a tokenized dollar, operates on Wells First blockchain platform. As a result of the increasing digitization of banking services globally, we see a growing demand to further reduce friction regarding traditional borders, and today's technology puts us in a strong position to do that, said Wells Fargo's head of innovation group Lisa Fraser in a statement. We believe DLT holds promise for a variety of use cases, and we're energized to take this significant step in applying the technology to banking in a material and scalable way. Wells Fargo Digital Cash has the potential to enable Wells Fargo to remove barriers to real-time financial interactions across multiple accounts in multiple marketplaces around the world, she added. DLT supports secure and permanent transaction records, the FI noted, while allowing for near real-time movement of funds regardless of transaction posting and reconciliation infrastructure across borders. The pilot will also allow various Wells Fargo locations to move funds between each other outside of normal operating hours. Wells Fargo said it will commence its pilot next year with an initial focus on the transfer of U.S. dollars, though the FI added that it plans to expand the testing of this service to other currencies. Open banking startup Bud lays off one-fifth of workforce. Open banking fintech startup Bud is reportedly laying off up to one-fifth of its staff just months after announcing a $20 million fundraise, The Telegraph reported on Monday, September 16. According to the publication, Bud is developing software that enables traditional banks to integrate directly with other financial services firms. It is part of a growing population of open banking startups looking to develop solutions around new regulations in Europe and the UK that promote bank fintech integration and cooperation. Bud first launched in 2016 as a consumer-facing fintech, offering users a mobile app that provides an overview of all of their accounts across financial service providers while bundling products like current accounts and investments. In February, Bud announced its $20 million fundraise from HSBC, Goldman Sachs, Banco Sabadell, ANZ and Investec. Despite that investment, Bud has reportedly confirmed plans to lay off 20% of its staff, with CEO Ed Maslovetskas pointing to the company's shifting business strategy and the need to hire a different group of people. He added that Bud is focusing on hiring more engineers. One unnamed source told the publication that the laid-off employees were part of Bud's marketing department. Before the layoffs, the company reportedly had about 100 staff members. Part of being an agile tech business is that you can respond quickly to changes in the market, Maslovetskas added. We're adapting our strategy to focus 100% on delivering value to business customers, and that means we need a different group of people to deliver it. For example, the strategy also means we're hiring more in our sales and development teams. Earlier this week, Plaid, another fintech that uses API technology to integrate with users' various bank accounts, announced strategic funding from Visa and MasterCard. Autonomous fleet startup TuSimple tops up funding round. TuSimple, a US-based startup developing self-driving trucking technology for the fleet and long-haul trucking sector, has announced a top-up of its oversubscribed funding round. Investors placed an additional $120 million with the company, Reuters said Tuesday, September 17, with backers coming from China's CDH Investments, Hong Kong's Lavender Hill Capital and Korea's Mondo Corp. TuSimple said the round has now reached $215 million, with a total of $389 million raised by the company so far. Previous investors in this most recent round included UPS Ventures, reports noted, adding that TuSimple is currently collaborating with UPS to test its technology on business highway stretches of more than 100 miles for UPS supply chain operations. The company will deploy the funding to further its focus on developing autonomous commercial vehicles in collaboration with truck makers and auto suppliers. Our goal is still to have a factory-produced, self-driving truck by the 2023 timeframe, TuSimple Chief Financial Officer Cheng Liu said in an interview with Reuters. TuSimple is currently operating self-driving vehicles by retrofitting the trucks of 18 freight customers. Until the company is able to launch its proprietary vehicles on the road, TuSimple said, it will also look to expand that endeavor. According to the report, TuSimple is differentiating itself from other autonomous vehicle projects like those of Uber and General Motors, the latter two of which have stumbled because it is difficult and costly to develop self-driving cars capable of anticipating and responding to humans in urban areas while picking up and dropping off passengers at random locations, at random times. While the fleet and logistics spaces are exploring autonomous vehicles, the fleet payments sector is also increasingly watching the smart vehicle and connected vehicles space, exploring how such vehicles could not only automate transport and delivery of goods, but act as the payment mechanism for a range of transactions including refueling and repairs. WEX opens FI Commercial Payments Services Unit. Commercial payments company WEX is adding a new business segment under its corporate payments division, created to address the payments needs of financial institution clients, the firm said Tuesday, September 17. WEX said Greg Sassoni will lead the new unit as corporate payments vice president. He joined WEX in 2015 and has held previous positions at MasterCard and Citibank. Greg Sassoni will lead a team of payments experts who are industry veterans and understand the challenges financial institutions currently face from a payments perspective, said WEX Corporate Payments President Jay Dearborn. He's an excellent, collaborative leader who will work with FIS to develop the right solutions. According to WEX, the company already processes nearly $70 billion worth of transactions on its platform, and nearly half of that is on behalf of financial institutions. Developing a new business unit specifically to target financial institutions' payment needs will allow WEX to expand that service and support FIS' own commercial payment operations, the company said. The company added that it is developing a range of cloud products to accelerate and boost the efficiency of transactions it processes. In July, WEX announced an expansion of its collaboration with Visa, allowing the company to issue Visa virtual commercial cards for its corporate clients in the US, Canada, and Europe. At the same time, WEX also revealed an expansion of its collaboration with Shell in a deal that expanded acceptance of WEX mobile fleet payment technologies at various Shell locations. Months prior, WEX also revealed a new partnership deal with Australia-based Octet, a company that allows small and medium-sized businesses to pay suppliers domestically and across borders. Their collaboration allows Octet users to use WEX virtual cards to make those vendor payments, and settle invoices in a supplier's preferred currency, the company said at the time. Focus on payments performance to boost revenue over next 2 years. Over 85% of payments leaders predict that a greater focus on payments performance over the next 2 years will increase their organization's revenues up to 10%, according to MerchantPay. Within some sectors, the potential impact of improved payments performance is even greater. 89% of payments leaders in the travel sector and 88% within retail expect to see revenue increases of up to 10% because of increased performance. The steps needed to improve performance across all areas of payments infrastructures include minimizing the number of steps in the payment user journey across multiple touchpoints, cited by 93% of payments leaders as having a significant impact on performance. This is followed by action to reassure customers around security and encryption on payment pages, 92%, consolidating international payment providers, 88%, incentivizing payments teams around improved efficiency, 88%, and optimizing merchant category codes, MCCs, to increase authorization rates, 87%. New technology is also seen as an important catalyst for improved payments performance, as more than three-quarters, 78%, of payments leaders believe that deploying AI within payments systems will drive improved performance. When it comes to measuring and evaluating payments performance, the most widely used metric is growth rates, deployed by 64% of organizations, followed by operational costs, 46%, acceptance rates, 43%, impact in revenue and profitability, 39%, and conversion rates, 37%. Other metrics include instances of fraud or impact of fraud and customer satisfaction. However, the research reveals a disconnect between the organizational drive for greater payments performance and the objectives and focus of those individuals responsible for delivering it. Remarkably, only 1 in 7 payments leaders, 14%, has personal and team KPIs that are fully aligned to the KPIs of the wider business and to broader commercial objectives. The research revealed different priorities in driving payments performance across industries. Within the retail sector, there was a relatively strong emphasis on upskilling payments teams and aligning team objectives and incentives to overall payments performance. Within travel and gaming, the focus was weighted towards minimizing steps in the customer journey across multiple touchpoints and, within gambling, there was an inclination towards A/B testing to fine-tune payment page design. Payments leaders within Forex, foreign exchange, reported the highest expectation levels around the impact of AI on payments performance. The research done by Emergentpay, an online payment service provider, is included in the Performance Pulse white paper. Rabobank hits instant payments milestone with ACI Worldwide. ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ, ACIW, a leading global provider of real-time electronic payment and banking solutions, today announced that Rabobank has achieved the final milestone in scaling up instant payments. This milestone follows the launch and gradual scale-up of the Dutch SEPA Instant Payments Program, which went live in April. On a peak day at the end of August, 1.3 million instant payments transactions were processed by the leading Dutch banks and the country's largest processor, of which almost a third were processed by Rabobank using ACI's award-winning Up Immediate Payments solution. The Dutch SEPA Instant Payments launch focuses on the immediate processing of mobile and online payments for consumers, enabling customers to pay and receive money fast, at any time of the day and all year round. Instant payments are available to all participating banks' customers. Rabobank will continue to expand instant payments and develop additional features to deliver customer value and to align with market developments. Rabobank, a customer-focused cooperative bank and long-standing ACI customer, utilizes numerous ACI products and solutions. In addition to Up Immediate Payments, the bank has benefited from ACI Issuer and ACI's Up Retail Payments solution, including Up BASE 24 EPS and ACI Interchange. The success of the Instant Payments program demonstrates the innovation being driven from the Dutch banks, which themselves epitomize collaboration, said Craig Ramsey, head of real-time payments, ACI Worldwide. ACI has a long track record of success across the globe powering real-time and immediate payments schemes. We're proud to work with great customer partners like Rabobank to play a role in making instant payments the future of payments in the Netherlands. ACI has an unmatched global customer base of financial institutions and payment service providers using its Up Immediate Payments solution. In the UK, the solution has been used by financial institutions to access the UK Faster Payments Scheme since its launch in 2008. Currently, more than 50% of the scheme's payments are being processed by ACI solutions. ACI supports instant payments across more than 10 countries, including customers using Up Immediate Payments to access Zelle in the US, Singapore Fast, the Australian NPP, New Payments Platform, and Malaysia's Real-Time Retail Payments Platform, RPP. Tide Prep's First Paid Plan. Tide, the leading digital business banking platform Asterisk, has today announced it is to launch Tide Plus, an upgraded account giving members additional support for running their businesses. Tide Plus has been successfully trialed by a group of Tide members and will be available to all members by the end of 2019. The upgraded membership will offer a range of additional features to aid in the smooth running of businesses, including dedicated phone support available 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. UK time. Prioritized in-app messaging support. Exclusive matte black, smooth feel, Tide Plus card. Dedicated 24/7 legal helpline provided by a law firm for contract queries, advice on legislation, regulation, disputes and many other queries. 20 free transfers per month. Tide Plus will be available to all members and will cost 9.99 per month, 11.99 INCL. VAT. Sarah Young, VP of Member Engagement, said Tide recognizes the diversity of small and medium-sized business owners. Tide Plus is for businesses that, in addition to the digital channel support, prefer high-quality phone support. The upgrade is visually supported by a very smart black card and offers additional benefits, such as legal support tailored to small business needs. Access to additional features within subscriptions has proven to be extremely popular within the fintech sector and wider industries. In line with this, over 60% of Tide members reported that they would be willing to pay for an enhanced product. For the Tide Plus launch, features identified as a priority by Tide members have been included in the package, with additional features to be added in the future. Oliver Prill, CEO, Tide said, "Tide Plus is a really exciting addition to the Tide proposition." Following ClearBank, in partnership with Tide, receiving a 60 meters grant from the RBS Alternative Remedies Package, a number of product commitments were made. "As part of those commitments, we said we would be launching compelling attractors to ensure the Tide Business Current Account is an attractive alternative for as many small business owners as possible. Tide Plus, which propels Tide from digital only into a digital-first player, is a key part of this commitment." Bluevine hires PayPal vet Brodigan as Chief Commercial Officer. Bluevine, which provides small and medium-sized businesses with access to fast and simple online financing, today announced that it has named fintech veteran Brad Brodigan its Chief Commercial Officer. In this role, Brodigan will be responsible for overseeing revenue-generating functions including sales, customer service, and partner management. Brodigan brings more than 25 years of executive leadership experience and a keen understanding of the unique challenges facing small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) to his new role. Prior to joining Bluevine, Brodigan served as president and chief operating officer at Dosh, a financial technology firm focused on disrupting digital payment incentive programs. Before Dosh, he was the global leader for the multi-billion dollar middle market business segment at PayPal, providing technology-driven financial services to SMBs. In both roles, Brodigan interfaced regularly with customers to inform business and sales strategies. "As Bluevine continues to expand and grow, it's mission critical that we have the commercial leadership in place to take the business to even greater heights," said Eyal Lifshitz, CEO and founder, Bluevine. With over 2 decades of experience in driving operations and revenue at fintech businesses focused on helping SMBs thrive, we are thrilled to have Brad join us on our journey to transform financial services for small businesses across the country. "Growing up, my father owned and leads several small businesses. I spent summers working different jobs, learning the businesses, getting to know the people and the customers. Since then, I have built a career helping SMBs succeed financially. My passion for helping these business owners is as personal as it is fulfilling," said Brodigan. "I am honored to join the Bluevine team and apply my expertise and passion for helping SMBs grow through critical stages in their life cycle. These businesses are the backbone of the U.S. economy." Brodigan earned a Bachelor of Arts in Economics and Business from the Virginia Military Institute. He currently lives with his wife and 2 daughters in Danville, California. His hobbies include skiing, traveling, and running marathons around the globe. Fintech API efforts gain ground in Europe. Open banking has opened the path toward a number of banking, fintech, and digital partnerships leveraging APIs to speed innovations. To that end, Neonomics, which provides open banking APIs with a focus on Europe, said this past week that it has linked with Horde, a fintech that seeks to provide individuals with app-driven overviews of their financial position across credit cards and unsecured loans. The companies said that the pact lets Horde gain access through a single point to the API network offered via Neonomics, with data across 1,300 banks. The unified AI approach, according to a release, helps streamline a fragmented open banking arena, and can help merchants make payments more efficient. Neonomics CEO and founder Christopher Andvig said in tandem with the release, "We are thrilled that Horde can now take full advantage of the open banking framework to expand their digital offerings and discover new revenue streams. We are confident that our vast European banking coverage will fuel their user growth, furthering beyond Norway." Elsewhere in Europe, in the United Kingdom, Travelex has debuted a B2B fintech platform known as Travelex Business. The company said that the API-led platform will let partners including banks, retailers, credit unions and others access payment and foreign exchange services through a single place. Services include cash management and cross-border payment and currency conversion across APIs. The services are offered across several core product suites, including TravelX Business Cash, TravelX Business Pay, and TravelX Business Cloud. The latter offering includes multi-currency processing. The TravelX Business Digital Developer Platform provides access to business APIs so that partner firms can embed the functionalities into their own products and services. Gareth Williams, Chief Product and Innovation Officer at TravelX, said in a release, "Critically, working with Fina BLR, we have adopted a modern engineering culture with self-organizing teams in order to create and iterate on a new and innovative suite of services. The developer center means that our customers and prospects can experiment with our capabilities at their own convenience." In France, banking, fintech partnerships were in evidence as traditional FI BNP Paribas announced a partnership aimed at boosting its foreign exchange offering. The bank said it was working with Cantox to bring Cantox dynamic hedging tool to its corporate clients spanning Europe, the Middle East and Asia. The hedging offering lets treasurers automate FX management functions. "When it comes to managing foreign currency risk, we are seeing a real need for our corporate clients to improve efficiencies in forecasting their future cash flows, formalizing hedging practices and optimizing execution through automation," added BNP Paribas co-head of corporate rates, FX and local markets sales EMEA Xavier Gallant in another statement. BNP Paribas partnership with Cantox will offer corporate treasurers in EMEA the opportunity to access a fully automated hedging solution and ultimately improve their treasury processes. The BNP move follows one where Cantox last year had struck a collaboration with treasury management firm Belin. Under the terms of that agreement, the companies integrated Cantox FX management tool into Belin's treasury as a service offering. FX is much more about deciding how you want to manage risk than executing transactions, said Philippe Gellies, CEO and co-founder of Cantox. A business must decide what their risk appetite is, how much risk they want to hedge, what kind of financial products they need. And then it's also about execution and making sure you stick to your hedging policy. First National Bank and Trust Company signs for Finastra Fusion Phoenix. First National Bank and Trust Company, FNBT, headquartered in Beloit, Wyoming, with 16 locations in Wisconsin and Illinois and approximately $1.2 billion in assets, has selected the Fusion Phoenix core banking platform and a suite of solutions from Finastra. Through Finastra's open core, digital banking, and other products addressing cross-channel user experience, and more, FNBT will better serve its customers with the financial solutions they need, when they need them. "Our customers are our family. This not only includes consumers, but a large number of small, family businesses that rely on our cash management and loan services," said David McCoy, President, FNBT. "The best way we can serve our customer family is through the ability to offer them a robust mix of financial solutions. By implementing Finastra's Fusion Phoenix core together with a number of other Finastra solutions covering areas from loan processing to the digital platform, we will have a complete ecosystem that allows us to recognize and take advantage of cross-selling opportunities to help us grow our business while providing a more seamless customer experience to best meet their financial needs." The Fusion Phoenix core was chosen to replace the bank's legacy system for its ability to evolve with the bank's customers' needs, including providing access to crucial customer data and opportunities to tap into new innovations. The bank also sought a core with robust workflow capabilities to help standardize processes, reduce costs and maximize efficiencies, improving the experience for employees and customers. Finastra's commitment to open banking and its Fusion Fabric cloud platform were vital factors in our decision to select their core, as well as a number of other solutions, said George Hauserman, SVP and Director of Technology, FNBT. "A truly open core that shares data via APIs means that we can continue to offer innovative bank services, which may sometimes come through third-party fintechs, without dealing with the hurdles imposed by traditional cores." And having been longtime users of Finastra's Fusion Laser Pro and Fusion MortgageBot, we were confident we were dealing with not just a provider, but a partner invested in our continued success. In addition to the Fusion Phoenix core, FNBT selected 11 other solutions from the Finastra portfolio, including Fusion Digital Banking, powered by Malazai, to deliver standardized user experience across digital banking channels, Fusion ECM, Fusion Item Processing Services, Fusion Net Capture Suite, Fusion Bill Pay, Fusion Cavion's Voice Banking Solution, Fusion DP XPay, Fusion UOPen, Fusion Analytics, and Fusion Pay Plus Connect. Having a connected suite of solutions and a platform approach that allows for external innovation enables community banks and credit unions to achieve more and remain competitive with the larger financial institutions, says Mike Dion, Senior Vice President, Community Markets, Finastra. With our modern and open core and set of complementary banking solutions, FNBT will be able to meet its customers' expectations for financial products, convenience, and overall user experience. And most importantly, they will continue to be able to meet those demands in a timely and cost-effective manner. ACI Worldwide, real-time payments set to be a key driver of innovation in banking industry. Real-time payments are at the heart of the innovation agenda for the majority of banks worldwide. 96% of banks globally state that they will develop new and innovative services on top of their investment in real-time payments in 2019 and 2020, according to the Culture of Innovation Index by ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ, ACIW, and leading research consultancy Ovum. The research also reveals that 92% of banks globally expect to grow revenue from real-time payments, reflecting the degree to which real-time has come to underpin a new wave of product innovation and revenue opportunities. Our research shows that real-time payments infrastructure is either a direct enabler or closely linked with most of the new services and propositions banks are developing globally, said Craig Ramsey, head of real-time payments, ACI Worldwide. The majority of banks globally are beginning to understand that real-time payments, especially when combined with open banking, have a huge potential to help banks grow revenue and attract new customers. Other key findings: almost half of banks, 47%, report that real-time payments overlay services are a top three product investment priority, and 1 in 3, 27%, rank this as their biggest single priority. Other leading areas of investment are open banking, 33%, leveraging transaction data to improve services, 43%, and removing friction from the payment authentication process, 48%. 95% of banks globally report that open banking has helped change the way they approach delivering new products and services. However, 75% still view open banking APIs largely as a compliance issue. 74% of banks plan to move mission-critical workloads into public cloud infrastructure either this or next year, and 89% either have already made significant use of cloud or are planning to make further investments in 2019-20. The most innovative banks recognize that investment in real-time payments infrastructure is a strong foundation for sustainable innovation, continued Ramsey. Real-time payments are a key building block for delivering continuous improvements in products and services for their customers. Top banks keep ahead of fintech's competitive threat. The delicate balance between bank-fintech competition and collaboration continues to teeter in the U.S. In a market without open banking regulations, fintechs continue to enter into the market, collaborating with bank partners to offer their own financial services, which often compete directly with other financial institutions. New research from Accenture pointed to this trend and its particularly large impact on the payments sector. According to researchers, fintech startups threaten to take a $280 billion piece of banks' payment revenue pie by 2025 with their competing services worth 15%, reports noted. Its report, Banking Pulse Survey, Two Ways to Win, focused on payments behavior across both consumers and merchants, exploring financial institutions across 22 countries. Analysts found that fintech's ability to offer free transaction services could take the greatest portion out of banks' payment revenue streams, followed by instant payments and app-based virtual wallet services. Rather than being at the forefront of the new wave of the booming payments market, banks are feeling the heat from new competition and seeing their margins squeezed, said Gareth Wilson, Accenture's global payments team head, in a statement earlier this week. We face an inevitable world of instant, invisible and free payments, which spells trouble for banks that don't want to be relegated to the plumbing of payments. However, separate analysis from CB Insights paints a different picture as to how banks are reacting to this payments paradigm shift. According to its latest research, some of the U.S.'s largest banks, including Goldman Sachs, Citigroup and J.P. Morgan, are among the biggest investors in fintechs, with a particularly large focus on payments technology startups as FIS remain on track to meet last year's fintech equity deals. 2018 equity investment levels saw a 180% increase from 2017's levels, reports said. CB Insights found Goldman and Citigroup are the most active of the top banks to invest in fintechs via their venture capital units, with top financial institutions using these funding strategies as a way to future-proof their own operations. Investing in these would-be competitors allows banks to either integrate their solutions or acquire them outright, often a more efficient way to elevate their financial services products and make improvements necessary to meet customers' changing demands, a direct result of fintech competition and innovation, experts say. The question is still whether fintechs are friends or foes and if they have the ability to gain market share from banks, said Wells Fargo senior bank analyst Mike Mayo in an interview with CNBC. On the friend side of that, they have the ability to help banks with technology. Payments and settlement is the most popular investment area for top Wall Street banks, the report found, followed by capital markets, data analytics, and accounting and tax services. Acquiring digital talent has been a top priority for all banks as they strive to become more tech-oriented, CB Insights said. The report pointed to Marcus, Goldman Sachs' consumer financial services unit that rose from a string of acquisitions to build out its digital product offering. But acquisitions and investments are also being made as banks focus on the small business and corporate financial services side of things. Last week, for example, J.P. Morgan announced the introduction of same-day deposits for small businesses that use WePay to process card transactions. Funds from those payments can land in their Chase bank accounts same day, the result of J.P. Morgan's acquisition of WePay in late 2017, reports noted. In an interview with CNBC, WePay Chief Operating Officer Tina Shao said that the service helps J.P. Morgan diversify the overall business. We fit a certain product set, and can underpin all of J.P. Morgan's small business merchant payments, which could be a big future revenue generator. That mindset suggests that while Accenture analysts warn top banks that once lucrative revenue streams may dry up thanks to fintech competition, some of the major FIS have already acknowledged that shift and used fintech investments, acquisitions and collaborative partnerships to introduce new revenue streams in anticipation of competitive forces. Payroll moves from administrative task to employee experience. The fallout over alleged fraud at the hands of payroll software company MyPayrollHR came to a head this week when the Federal Bureau of Investigation announced a probe into the company and claims that it, or its founder, stole $35 million in payroll from its clients and their employees. Amid federal and, almost certainly, legal action ahead for the firm, the saga is also lifting the curtain on the risks corporates face in their efforts to modernize and digitize payroll through a range of payroll technology newcomers on the market today. In a recent interview with Karen Webster, Jason Lee, CEO of New York-based fintech DailyPay, described the matter as evidence of a full-scale system failure at this particular company, and of the cracks in the traditional bi-weekly payroll system that leaves workers living paycheck to paycheck in trouble when even a single error occurs come payday. Further, he said, it points to the underlying challenge of a glitchy ACH deposit and reversals process, upon which traditional payroll processes in the U.S. are reliant. MyPayrollHR may be an extreme version of how payroll errors can lead to disastrous consequences for employees, but according to payroll company Kronos, even smaller errors can lead to staff dissatisfaction and harm a company's ability to retain talent. Researchers at Kronos The Workforce Institute surveyed U.S. professionals in 2017 and found that almost half would begin looking for a new job after just two payroll errors and that more than half have already been affected by some kind of payroll problem. Mistakes are employers' biggest payroll challenges today regardless of location, according to Judah Hirsch, founder and chief executive officer at Philippines-based software startup Solarium. Each company has a different set of challenges when it comes to payroll, but we see these broken into three main components: errors on the input data side, errors in processing, and errors in payouts, he told PYMNTS in an interview. For us, the largest pain point seems to exist in the capturing of the correct input data to make sure only worked staff are paid. Inaccurate payroll can lead to cash flow constraints for either an employee if they are paid too little, or an employer if a paycheck is too high, and remediating those problems can be a logistical challenge for businesses. However, what the MyPayrollHR case also highlights is the risk of fraud in the payroll arena. The allegations against the company and its CEO Michael Mann include claims that he, or someone else working for the company, manipulated account numbers to move employees' paycheck funds into a personal account. Whether coming from fraudsters internally or outside of the company, payroll fraud is a growing issue. In July, news surfaced of an instance of payroll fraud at KeyCorp that could cost the bank upward of $90 million. This isn't surprising, considering the digital and cloud shift of payroll solutions, said Hirsch. As more and more services are moving online, this makes them more accessible to employees and to potential bad actors who may want access to the data, or to manipulate the data, for various reasons, he said, adding that service providers must invest in security as part of the payroll products they build. However, amid the pressure to ensure the accuracy and security of payroll services, employers are quickly discovering that it's not enough to keep employees happy in today's market. Hirsch explained that more often, professionals have either worked for a company offering an enhanced payroll experience or know someone who has, meaning their expectations for payroll services and value-added offerings is on the rise. With more fintechs entering the payroll space, those value-added services are emerging in a variety of ways. Some service providers are tackling the tradition of bi-weekly payroll with on-demand wage payout services, though some critics and regulators are looking into whether these products constitute another version of payday lending. Other services might include options in how employees get paid, including direct deposit, paper check, or payroll card. Faster and real-time payment technologies are also examining payroll as a potential use case to ensure employees are paid on time. Beyond payouts, employers have also introduced products and services like financial wellness tools to their staff members, digital benefits management platforms, time tracking and scheduling products, and more. Many of these products, like time tracking, target the employer's ability to ensure the accuracy of their payroll payouts. However, in looking at the bigger picture, payroll fintech has elevated employee expectations from their employers, and according to Hirsch, a new ecosystem of payroll services means human resources professionals must step up to focus on the employee. The trend we're seeing is payroll as an experience is becoming mandatory, he said. For a long time, companies overlooked payroll as they considered the receipt of payment as the attractor of talent. Now, companies realize that by not only looking for errors but focusing on ways to improve the payroll experience, you can increase employee engagement by showing it is important how they get paid, not just that they do. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.